Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. We are staring down the barrel of a holiday week, and the futures look, well, let's call it muted for now.
Muted is the polite way to put it. We are seeing equity futures pointing to a flat open across the board. The S&P 500 has had three winning sessions in a row, sitting just 20 points off the all-time closing high. But right now, it feels like the market is taking a collective breath before the holiday turkey.
Right, volume is drying up, people are heading out, but don't let the quiet headlines fool you. We actually have a serious data dump dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. It is a trap to think today is a throwaway session. We have the first estimate for Q3 GDP coming in. Consensus is around 3.0%, plus durable goods orders and later on, consumer confidence. If that GDP number surprises, we could see some volatility inject itself into this low-volume environment pretty fast.
And volatility is creeping up. I saw the VXX is showing some elevation. But let's talk movers. Who is winning the pre-market beauty contest today?
The clear standout is Novo Nordisk, ticker NVO. They are gapping up nearly 7%. The FDA just approved the pill version of Wegovy. That is the first oral GLP-1 for weight loss. That is a massive game changer for them.
Huge news. No needles. Just a pill. That is going to move units. I also see Zim integrated shipping popping nearly 10%.
Yeah, Zim is up 9.5%. The board updated on their strategic review process, and shipping stocks generally have been volatile. On the flip side, we have some weakness in names like Beyond Meat, down almost 3%, and Neurocrine Biosciences taking a hit after missing endpoints in a phase 3 study.
Ouch. Now, switching gears to the macro picture, we have headlines about President Trump considering putting seized Venezuelan oil into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Crude is trading up $1.20 at $57.73.
It is an interesting supply-side twist, but honestly, the chart I can't take my eyes off of this morning is gold. It is up over $55, trading at $44.43 an ounce. That is a serious flight to safety or inflation hedge kicking in right before the holiday.
$4,400 on gold. Wow. Okay, let's get technical. For the traders watching the SPY and QQQ at the open, what are the levels that matter?
We are seeing pure indecision on the charts. For the SPY, you are stuck in a tight consolidation. Watch support at 684 flat and resistance at 686.50. If we break either side, that sets the trend. On the Qs, support is 618.50. Also, keep an eye on sector rotation. Staples, XLP, are strengthening. That tells me money is getting defensive.
Defensive posturing makes sense, with the holiday closure coming up. Just a reminder to everyone, market closes early tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for Christmas Eve, and we are fully closed Thursday.
Exactly. My take? Don't force a trade today. If we stay between those support and resistance levels, it is just chop. Wait for the data at 8:30 to pick a direction, but keep your size small. Liquidity is thin.
Solid advice. Watch the GDP print, keep an eye on those NVO levels, and don't get chopped up. That is it for us today. Thanks for tuning in.
Good luck out there. Happy trading and happy holidays.
We will catch you on the next one. This has been The Morning Dose, signing off.